Outbeat Radio's Live at Sonoma County Pride is next.
I'll make you feel prouder.
And welcome to Outbeat Radio on 91 FM, Windsor, Santa Rosa. LGBT radio, 5-4 and about the LGBT community. And you can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. And we're here live at Pride, and we're here sitting with our Greg Moralia, our engineer.
And friend. So,
and our friend. And there's Carrie Carnavelli out there fixing another sign. So we're here. You can hear the music in the background. We're excited to be here live at Pride in Guerneville.
And we're going to be here talking to you about the parade and interviewing people. But first, here's news and events with Outbeat member and our engineer and friend, Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, June 5th, 2016. Coming to you live from the Sonoma County Pride Celebration here in beautiful Guerneville. President Obama has once again issued a presidential proclamation declaring June LGBT Pride Month. The president wrote, quote, "Despite the extraordinary progress of the past few years, LGBT Americans still face discrimination for simply being who they are. I signed an executive order in 2014 that prohibits discrimination against federal employees and contractors on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. I urge Congress to enact legislation that builds upon the progress we have made, because no one should live in fear of losing their job simply because of who they are or who they love. And our commitment to combating discrimination against the LGBT community does not stop at our borders. Advancing the fair treatment of all people has long been a cornerstone of American diplomacy, and we've made defending and promoting the human rights of LGBT individuals a priority in our engagement across the globe. In line with America's commitment to the notion that all people should be treated fairly and with respect, champions of this cause at home and abroad are upholding the simple truth that LGBT rights are human rights." End quote. And a new survey is showing more Americans are having gay sex, and even more people say that's okay. The survey released on Wednesday of last week showed that the percentage of adults reporting that they have had a same-sex partner has doubled from 1990 to 2014 for both men and women. In 1990, 4.5% of men reported they have had same-sex experiences, compared to 8.2% in 2014. And for women, 3.6% admitted to having same-sex experiences back in 1990 versus 8.7% in 2014. And it also turns out that more people are accepting of homosexual behavior than ever before. A study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior showed that by 2014, 49% of the population surveyed found that same-sex experiences were, quote, "not wrong at all," end quote, versus just 11% back in 1973 and 13% in 1990. The increase in same-sex partners are partly being attributed to those who are having bisexual experiences versus those who identify as homosexual. In fact, the study found that there was, quote, "little consistent change in those having sex exclusively with same-sex partners." The survey asked only about sexual behavior, not orientation. Another possible reason for the increase in gay sex? More people are being open about their experiences. Along with the increased acceptance comes a willingness for individuals to discuss all of their sexual experiences, including discussing it in a national survey. The study's co-author, Gene Twinage, a psychology professor at San Diego State University, said that there's been movement toward more sexual freedom. She said, overall, it suggests that our sexuality has become much more free and open, and that Americans feel more freedom to express themselves sexually in a way that they see fit. And here locally, there are a number of events happening throughout the month of June that will help you celebrate Pride Month here in the Bay Area. Starting in San Francisco with the GLBT Museum, on Friday, June 10th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 at the museum, media preservationist John Raines devotes his ongoing Mighty Reels series to provide you with a look back at Pride in the 1970s, beginning with amateur videos of the 1973 San Francisco Gay Freedom Parade and Festival. And then on Tuesday, June 14th, from 7 to 9 p.m., author Christopher Pullen discusses his new work, Pedro Zamora, Sexuality and AIDS Education. The book details how Pedro Zamora, a gay AIDS activist of Cuban descent, became world famous when he appeared on MTV's The Real World and disclosed that he was HIV positive. And then on Tuesday, June 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m., the GLBT Museum is hosting Jim Obergefell, the lead plaintiff in last year's United States Supreme Court case that established marriage equality throughout the nation. Mr. Obergefell will be at the museum discussing his new book, Love Wins, The Lovers and Lawyers Who Fought the Landmark Case for Marriage Equality. You can learn more and get tickets for any of these events at glbthistory.org. And if you missed Private Lives, Private Lies in April, you have another chance to see it on June 11th. This original LGBTQ play written by Outbeat Radio's own Dr. Diana Greer will be performed again at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. You can learn more and get tickets at cloverdalepermingarts.com. And Gay Wine Weekend is happening on June 17th through the Sunday brunch on June 19th. The brunch event supports face-to-face here in Sonoma County. You can learn more at outinthevineyard.com. And also happening that weekend, an evening of healing music with our own Sheridan Gold and friends. This event will take place on Saturday, June 18th at 8 p.m. at the Glacier Center in Santa Rosa. You can learn more and find links to purchase tickets for this event and other Pride events happening in Napa, San Francisco, and here in Sonoma at outbeatnews.com. Just click the link for 2016 Bay Area Pride. Now here's your calendar events for the coming week. On Monday, June 6th at 2 p.m., the Sonoma General LGBT Support Group will meet at the Sonoma Community Center, 276 East Street in Sonoma. And also on Monday at 5 p.m., Positive Images LGBTQI Sonoma Support Group will meet at the same location. On Tuesday, June 7th at 10 a.m., the Napa Valley Older Adults Discussion Group will meet at the Queen of the Valley Community Outreach Center, 3448 Villa Lane in Napa. And also on Tuesday at 6 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Male to Female Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Thursday, June 9th at 12 noon, the men's brown bag lunch and discussion will meet at the Spectrum Center in San Rafael. For more information about LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the latest LGBT news and information, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for updates from Outbeat Radio News all week long. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greer, live at Pride.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Hi, everybody. This is Diana and Sheridan out in Guerneville today. The Gay Pride Parade. And the first person that we have is Sister Sparkle Grand Marshal. And she is gorgeous.
Beautiful, as always.
As always. She's sitting in a convertible on top of the, you know, the seat, and she's all at glow. Everybody's applauding for her. She just threw kisses to us.
Hey, we got special treatment.
Russian Rishus, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They have a little flag and about six people walking. It's really nice.
Supporting the sisters. They do wonderful work in the community.
Hello. hello.
Everybody's waving. Everybody's friendly. Beautiful.
Yeah, we need to get 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on Saturday for tech. It's part. I'm thinking.
We see the next contingency approaching. Yeah. Clean River Alliance. And what's really cool about this is two people are carrying the flag, and they have wearing on them outfits made of junk found in the river, I'm sure. You can hear them as they walk by, clap, clap, clap. They have people sitting on a truck with orange shirts, ready to clean up our litter.
They've said some wonderful things about them. They've cleaned up the rivers, and they're offering garbage bags for anyone who is willing to join in and get the rivers clean.
Oh my gosh, this guy is wearing like a wiffle ball and plastic silverware and junk from kids' toys. And oh man, I hope somebody gets a picture of him. He's really cool looking.
Clean our river. Thank you. Thank you. They're so wonderful. They're picking up trash as they walk. Beautiful. Good thing.
Nice. I send it to you.
We have a beautiful yellow Dodge convertible, another Grand Marshal approaching, but there's no name on this person. Oh, Three Twins Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the guy from Three Twins Ice Cream. It would have been nice to have a name on the car. This guy is Neil, has done a couple of things they just said. He went and put a gay flag on the highest mountain in Uganda. And then he went to North Carolina and put a gay restroom outhouse somewhere in North Carolina for his protest. It's pretty cool. Here he comes. Bobby Ellison. He'll be on stage later. Bobby, winner of the SoCo Talent Idol Season 3. Looking all beautiful, driven in a convertible by his husband, Brian. Wonderful.
Bobby, SoCo Talent Idol Season 3, and he will be performing today. So come on out. I love his headdress. Nice feather, red and gold. And he's holding a rainbow flag. Oh, my word. It's going to be beautiful. Again, here we are with the butterfly. Nice guy wearing it with some, what's those leggings called? Purple leggings. Oh, look at that. Float. Is that the end? I think that might be the end, Cher. There's an end.
Hey, no fire engines this time. I guess they started the parade this year.
The California Cookie Company. Hey.
They might be throwing out cookies. Oh, should we wait for cookies?
It's a beautiful contingency. They've got a beautiful float, the best looking float of this whole parade. It's just tons of flowers and into the woods. It's a bar, right? A resort? And that's who's on the back of the float.
Triple R.
And here they come.
It is a combination of all those. They put a lot of energy in that float. Look at the flowers.
The float is beautiful. So many flowers on the back.
People playing music. They're throwing out beads.
And candy. Rainbow beads. Oh, I've never seen rainbow beads before. I want rainbow beads. Oh, nice.
reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. Step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Yes, I feel now that you can do the same.
Well, with the spirit of celebration all around us here at the 2016 Sonoma County Pride Celebration, it's hard to believe it's been 47 years since it all began. Though our first fight for liberation, freedom, and equality began many years before, with events like the 1966 Compton Cafeteria riots right here in San Francisco. Most people recognize the 1969 riot at the Stonewall Inn as what helped our community turn the corner. Let's take a few minutes to hear from some of those courageous people who decided to fight back on that big night. It was June 28th, 1969.
The Stonewall Bar to me is a terrible place where something great happened.
The swinging 60s were a time of public revolt and political action.
I have a dream today.
Many marginalized groups were making great strides. Many, except for one.
In many states, people could be incarcerated as a sexual psychopath the minute it was known you were homosexual.
You had no legitimate right to really even exist as gay people.
So there was no place where you could be sure at the beginning of the night that you wouldn't suffer an attack during the night. During that period, beating up gays was a national sport.
It was actually against the law to serve an open homosexual at a bar. It was against the law.
Gay New Yorkers could at least gather at the Stonewall Inn.
It was a seedy bar. It was run by the mafia. They only opened it to make money for off of gay people, to exploit gay people.
It was the best bar at the time. And of course you could dance, the music was great. We just didn't have things like that.
The bar was dirty, it was unpleasant.
Jukebox was great, and drag queens controlled that.
Police raids on Stonewall were often and routine until one night.
On Friday night, June 27, 1969, the New York police force pulled off its biggest raid ever on the Stonewall Inn. They immediately ran into resistance from the transvestites who were mouthing off to them, saying things like, I have my civil rights too, don't touch me, get your hands off me.
A friend called Jerry to tell him about the raid.
His exact words were, Miss Hughes is right at Stonewall, get down here right now.
The angry crowd pelted the police with bottles and rocks.
And as we kept pushing them backwards, they were laughing nervously, but it seemed to get more serious and we pushed them back into the bar.
The police were stunned. I mean, those were the riot police at a gay bar, unheard of.
There were thousands of people involved out in the streets opposing the police. Nothing like that had ever happened before.
And then this one queen, Miss New Orleans, was very skinny. She was so outraged, she started grabbing a meter and almost single-handedly tore the meter out of the street. And then these queens use it as a battering ram. This is what shocked me. And I said, my God.
The definitive turning point came when a lesbian had been inside the bar and was being roughed up by the police as they took her out of the bar into a patrol wagon. She also said to the onlooker, she says, why don't you guys do something?
And then everything went crazy.
The crowd erupted into an on-again, off-again fight against the cops.
I got there about an hour after it started. The scene that I was focused on, which I'll never forget, was the famous line where all the drag queens were doing a Rockettes kick line, singing, we are the Stonewall girls, we wear our hair in curls.
We wear our dungarees above our Nelly knees. When it comes to boys, we merely hypnotize. And that's when it, that was enough of them. The cops just got us.
Well, I said to myself, heaven has arrived.
The thing that was going through my head was good. Finally, why not?
I spent the whole rest of the night throwing rocks and making lame attempts at turning over cars, and it was a ball.
These were our sisters. They were all fighting, and I couldn't walk away. I didn't want to walk away.
I remember it being fabulous, or as I say, fabulous.
They fought back that night, I think, because of a string of assaults. It was building up.
It was the first time that most of us actually got to vent our anger.
From the fighting, a movement was born.
If it had just been those nights of rioting and outrage, and nothing followed it, nothing would have changed.
The first gay rights organizations were created after Stonewall.
We put on dances that were by and for the gay community. We built up a huge treasury. It was used to start the first gay community center.
A year after the riots, the group marked the occasion with a march.
We decided that the march should start around Stonewall on Christopher Street and march up to Central Park. We had threats. We were scared. We often refer to it as the first run, because we went so fast. By the time that we got to the park and I turned around, it was unbelievable. It was one of the great moments of my life. I get chills just thinking about it, because in 1 year, we went from a bunch of hidden people who fought back one night in the dark to thousands of people marching in the sunlight into Central Park as proud, openly gay and lesbian people. When I die, that'll be one of the things I'm going to remember most.
And with those first steps, the modern Pride Parade began.
Okay, you got a taste of the parade. Now we're back here at the festival, and the band are playing. People are making announcements, lots of people, and it's really, really warm out here. So come on out, and you still have time. The party will be going on till about 6 o'clock. So we're going to start taking some interviews right now. And we're going to start right here with Jody and Chad from Out Watch. So how are you today?
We're doing fantastic. We're just great. We're enjoying ourselves here. We had a fun parade, and it was a perfect way to celebrate Pride.
Thank you so very much. And you just had this big showing this past Thursday, right?
Right. We showed a whole night full of shorts. We showed a gay, lesbian, transgender, serious, fun. Every one of them was up. None of them were heavy and down. And people have loved it. And we basically filled up the Rio Theater. And in this summer, we're going to do a house party to show a lesbian movement, a history of the lesbian movement film. And then in November 4th and 5th, we're going to be doing a whole weekend of films in the Third Street Cinema in Santa Rosa.
Wonderful. Thank you. Good luck with all of that. Thank you so much. Enjoy Pride.
Okay, so I'm here with two people. They're one of them's very shy, so could you introduce yourself?
I'm Noah.
Hi, I'm John.
So we're here with Noah and John here at Pride in Guerneville. So Noah, just why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, just say why you're here.
Oh, I'm here, you know, it's Pride. I've lived on the river since I was 20, and I'm 56, I think, and it's great to be here at the Willows, which is a fabulous place. You know, and yeah, so I didn't go to the parade, but I went to this and brought my umbrella and Yeah,
you got yourself some nice shade here.
Yeah, I got my lotions, and you know, I got my ice and my water, and you know, it's all good.
Just hanging out on the green, listening to music.
This is a friend of mine, John, who's been out of town for a lot of years, and it's good to connect with him.
Hey, John, could you come here for a minute?
29 years.
Sure. So, just why are you here?
Why am I here? To celebrate Pride.
What's that?
Reconnect with old friends and celebrate Pride.
Right. Well, welcome back. Yes, you're welcome.
Bobby Joe Valentine is so incredible. Friend, he's just, he's so wonderful.
And he's next, yes?
I think so, this time, yeah.
Thanks so much, Noah.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Okay. Okay, here we are with Laura, right? Live at Pride.
Yeah, come out to Sonoma County Pride. It's amazing. People are having so much fun. It's very family-orientated. Lots of dancing coming out soon, so it'll be fun.
Wonderful. Hey, so what does this day mean to you?
This means that Sonoma County Pride is more smaller. It's a community base. And more like they care about what we're celebrating about and what we're coming to this place just to be together in a community. It's a community-based program, which I totally appreciate because it's small and it feels like home.
Thank you so much. So you from this area?
I'm originally, my family's in San Jose, and I went to Sonoma State here. So I graduated and I stayed here because I like it.
Wonderful. So you're going to stick around?
Oh, yeah. I love Sonoma County. It has my heart. So I'm going to stay here forever.
Wow. What's your degree?
Human development and women's and gender studies.
Wow. Congratulations.
You have a great day.
You too. Okay, here we are live at Pride. Here we go with our sister Zen and our sister Phoenix. What's up, baby?
Well, not much. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you enjoying the day, Phoenix?
The day is pretty awesome. It's good to be around, you know, my people.
Your people. How was the parade?
The parade was pretty amazing. It was very gentle this year. It was gentle.
Did you feel like it was a lot more people? I thought so. No,
a lot more people. I haven't been for the last couple of years, so I can't really compare. So it was, when I say gentle, I mean like, you know, what do you call them? The people who are in the parade, the contingents. Yeah, it was gentle this year.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean it was bad. It just means it was gentle.
I love your word, gentle. It was soft.
It was soft. Yes.
Okay, Zen, what you got to say? She's eating. Oh, don't even be shy. Hey, and we see Laura Lynn is here, too. She's in the house. How are you enjoying your day?
It's been a really spectacular day, Diana. Hi. It's nice.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Yeah. We have officially standed, also known as stood, in line for some delicious Thai food that was very much worth the wait.
Nice.
Music is great. Company's awesome. There's, you know, there's so much going on here. It's just a beautiful community celebration.
Thank you. Nice seeing you. You take good care. Yay! Happy Pride, everybody! Take a listen tonight. KRCB 91.
And hello, I'm here with...
I'm Aiden.
Hi, Aiden. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Why you're here, who you are. Are you with a group?
So I'm here with Positive Images. We're a local nonprofit organization that supports, educates, and advocates for LGBTQIA+ youth. And I'm also an artist and a member of leadership at Positive Images.
Excellent. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I don't mind at all. I'm 18.
So you're out of high school?
Yeah, I've been going to college for a year.
All right. I wanted to ask you one other question. You mentioned a bunch of letters. Could you slow it down for us and say what each letter was? Just because, you know, some of our listeners didn't really get that, because I know I didn't get it.
So our full acronym that I've gotten very used to saying is LGBTQQIA. So that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, allies, and then there's a plus for all the identities that don't fall under that.
Oh, that's interesting. So you don't use P for pan?
We do sometimes, but I'm not used to saying it in my spiel, even though I am pansexual.
Even though you are what?
I am pansexual.
Okay, so could you give us the letters again with the P in it?
Yes. So, wait, all together? LGBTPQQIA+.
Right. Thank you so much for coming, Aiden. Yeah. Really appreciate it. So what does Pride mean to you?
To me, it's a celebration of, like, making it through the hard times and, like, being here and being able to support other people. Like, being safe enough to be a representation for other people.
Beautifully said, Aiden. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ready. Okay, live here at Pride with the woman with the blue hair. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm Grayson. And I'm non-binary. I'm not a woman. I'm a...
Apologize.
No, that's okay.
No. Educate our audience about that.
Yeah, so basically I don't identify as a man or a woman. I identify as genderqueer, so I don't feel like I'm either of those. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty basic thing. I go by they, them pronouns instead of she, her, or he, him. But, yeah, no, it's a...
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I apologize. Yeah, you know, we all got to be educated now and again, right? Even though I know all this, you know, but it slips out sometime. So anyways, your name?
Grayson.
Grayson, that's right. So how's your day? How are you enjoying Pride here in Guerneville?
Oh, it's great. I definitely prefer it to San Francisco Pride. It's a lot less crowded. People are mellow and friendly. It's nice. I'm actually here with Positive Images.
Oh, yeah, I know Positive Images. Go ahead.
They're a youth-run organization that supports LGBTQIA plus youth. So we do like support groups, peer counseling, lots of like preventative work in the area of mental health, and it's sort of a place for like kids to meet each other.
Wonderful. Yeah, we know Positive Image from way back, and now we know Javi because he's a part of my Private Lives play. So yeah, he's good. How's he being director?
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's got a lot of new ideas. He's putting a lot of changes into action. We're actually going to be getting a new space where we can have our meetings, because currently we're having our meetings at the Santa Rosa Junior College because we don't have enough space in our current facility. But yeah, no, it's exciting stuff.
Where are you guys going to be located, the new place?
I don't want to like say anything too soon because it's not final, but we are looking at a place in downtown Santa Rosa.
Wow. Thank you so much, Grayson. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, here we are live at Pride. So who do we have here? You all dressed nice and cool with barely anything on. But, you know, you're clothed. It's good. I'm just teasing.
Legal.
You're legal. Yeah. So what's your name?
I'm Bobby. My wife, Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa. Nice to meet you, too. So you're local?
Yeah, we live in Forestville.
We're Forestvillians.
Oh, right on. So how are you enjoying this happening here in Guerneville?
Love it. Missed it 4 years in a row. Swore we weren't going to miss it again.
Right.
We always were doing something for it 4 years in a row, and I said, we got to make this one.
Wonderful. Isn't it beautiful? Look at all the people.
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better.
Great Valley. Love the location. Love the location.
Enjoy your day. Thank you so much, you two. Bye. Hi. So right now we are here with?
Ethan Wiseman.
Hi, Ethan. Welcome to Pride. Why are you here?
I'm here to support everybody here, everybody that's for equality and everything.
So tell us, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride means equality for all, whether it's sexuality or BDSM or anything.
Sexuality or what?
BDSM.
Say, what does that mean for people who might not know?
Stuff that's kinky, that involves like chains or whips or being roped or having a DS relationship.
I see. Okay. Is that okay? Thanks a lot for coming, you guys.
Of course. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So, hi. We are here with?
Hi. I'm Bobby. Bobby Berry.
Bobby Berry?
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
So, what brings you out here today?
I've been living in Guerneville for several months now and several years, and I love this place. It's been an oasis for me to be able to come out here and just to have fun with friends and to be able to live my life.
And I'm trying to place your accent.
Well, it's tricky. Most Americans don't understand. Think it's a British accent, but it's not British and it's not Australian.
Is it Irish?
No, it's not Irish. It's South African.
Ah, South African. Beautiful, beautiful. You probably don't think you have an accent, of course.
Well, no, I cultivate it. The girls like it, so I make sure that I keep it going as much as I can.
Oh, that's a good strategy.
It's working for me so far, so I'm going to keep doing it.
So tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
It means just being able to live your life for who you are and to be able to express that with friends. And that's really, you know, I've been to the city and coming from South Africa, it's a complete culture shock. But South Africa is, you know, advanced quite a bit since the old days. And you know, they had legal marriage before America did. So
a what marriage?
Legal gay marriage.
That's interesting because of apartheid and everything.
Yeah, so they've got some things right and some things wrong. South Africa's in a little bit of a quandary at the moment, but we'll leave it at that.
All right, well, thank you so much, Bobby, for coming.
Okay, thanks for having fun.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy your day.
You too.
Hello, we're live here at Pride with Dennis. Dennis out there playing frisbee with the youngsters. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's everybody?
We're good too. You hot, man. You're sweating. You've been having fun. So tell me about your fun.
Well, I mean, I got to be hot when I'm out here. You know, it's hot outside and it's Pride, so. Yeah, no, it's super fun out here. Everybody's having a good time. I'm enjoying it. I'm vibing with it. Some good music.
Yeah, so it is beautiful. Are you local around here?
Yeah, I'm local. I'm from Santa Rosa. Give it up for Santa Rosa, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Rosa. Well, so you, I was trying to guess your age earlier. So you're young, but you are going to school or something?
Yeah, I'm going to start the junior college again in the fall. Yeah, I mean, I'm 21, so there's my age for you. But yeah, I'm trying it again, working as well.
Wonderful. So nice to meet you. Enjoy your day.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
I got you. Here, live at Pride with...
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, and how are you enjoying today?
I'm enjoying today. I'm very hot, and I'm loving it.
I woke him up, you guys. He was laying on his floaty over there. Thank you so much for coming over. So what do you think about today?
It's a really great turnout. Everything's awesome. There's tons of people out here just enjoying this beautiful summer day. I'm loving it.
Are you local?
Yes, I am. I'm from Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa. Okay, cool. So you identify?
Yes, I do. As gay.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm asking these questions because it's just see who's here, you know?
Yeah, we don't even know. Who knows?
So I'm just curious. So thank you so much for coming to talk with us and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, we're here live with Pride and David. You wouldn't believe who David is. A huge turtle. I cannot believe it.
Dave is 40 years old. He's a Nevada desert tortoise, but he was born and raised in Monterey. And he's done over 500 photographs in the last 2 years. He actually photobombed Jim Belushi last summer in Monterey.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's very domesticated. He doesn't bite.
Wow, she just gave him a kiss. Dave. I've never been so up close and personal to it. Oh, wow. Get the camera out, y'all. I'm taking a picture with Dave. Wow, check this out.
Here you go. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to have more information about Dave right now.
Okay, sure. So a lot of people ask me about his little crown right here, and that determines their sex. The boys have these little plateaus, if you call them, and the women, they're rounded. And the reason why the boys have this is because when they're fighting for a woman, they use this to flip the other male upside down. And once the male is upside down, he can't upright himself. So that's how they fight over a woman. But he doesn't know he's a tortoise, which is the reason why he lets me do all the things I want to do to him.
Like, to describe to the listeners what you're doing right now.
I'm rubbing underneath his chin, which he absolutely loves, and then I'll rub on top of his head. Because he's very domesticated, he's not afraid of people. But when he gets overwhelmed, I'll rub the back of his shell like this. And they only hear by vibration, so if I put him down on the ground, he can still hear my voice through my legs. And so when he gets overwhelmed, he'll come looking for me. But even if I'm holding him up high like this and he gets overwhelmed, he'll turn his head and look for my face, and that's when I give him a kiss. He's doing really good today for a big crowd. Huh, buddy? What's going on, Dave? And a lot of people, because I'm local, when I go out to a restaurant or a bar or whatever, they'll say, "Where's Dave?" And I always say, "Dave's not here, man."
Thank you so much for sharing Dave with us.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You bet.
All right, so we are here with a very colorful fellow, and I think he's the DJ for the parade. But
I MC the parade. This is my second year being asked to MC the parade.
So what's your name?
My name is Berlin.
and Berlin. I'm Sheridan.
All right, I love it.
So tell us, how did you get to be the MC for the parade for 2 years?
So last year, my best friend is a drag queen and was asked to MC the parade, but she's not 100% confident on the microphone, and we're best friends. So I said, I'll do it with you, because I have a history in San Francisco with the Imperial Court of San Francisco. So I was an emperor in Mr. Gay San Francisco. So I just sort of pushed myself in last year and said, I'm going to do it. And they all agreed, and then they asked us back together this year.
Awesome. You did a great job. The parade was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, we're so happy to be a part of it again, and hopefully be a part of it, you know, going in the future. We want to be the Lenny Broberg and Donna Sachet of Sonoma County Pride.
So tell us about your outfit. For those people who are not here and can't see you, how would you describe what you're wearing?
I would describe it as hot pink Neptune.
Hot pink hat, beard, jacket, vest, tie, shorts, boots.
Exactly.
Anything else hot pink that you're wearing that I can't see?
Well, I haven't bleached it yet, but it will be on Monday.
You're beautiful.
But thank you so much. Yes, the jacket was made by a really good friend of mine, Madame Patrice in San Francisco, and she made the hot pink jacket with the tails to the ground, and then the hot pink platform boots. You know, I picked them up a couple years ago, and it's a little bit of Mad Hatter, and, you know, our theme for us was Ringmaster. It's a circus, and we're the ringmasters.
Thank you so much for
Pink.
Thanks for stopping by there,
Thank
sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did you not? As soon as I turned on the camera, my heart just like immediately started beating really hard.
But I'm going to deal with it because I have something to tell you guys.
I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I just felt like I couldn't.
I felt like it was my fault.
I needed to learn to love myself before I could expect other people to love me for that.
Why am I ashamed of who I am?
I'm not passing as anything, I'm being.
I'm about to tell my mom.
Kind of like freaking out right now.
We just wanted to like call and tell you.
Because I'm tired of hiding. And I'm tired of lying by omission.
Dad, I'm gay.
It feels so good to say.
You still love me?
I still love you, Mom.
Nothing would stop me from loving you, my dear.
I love you, kid.
I love you, too.
I felt nothing but support from the people around me.
Why should they be denied the right to share their life together?
You are voting for the first time in the history of our state to codify discrimination into our Constitution.
I hope you will stand on the right side of history.
My son is not an issue. He is a person just like you.
It is time. It is time to give our loving gay and lesbian couples the right to a marriage license.
Ayes 33, nays 29.
I finally get to look at the man that I love and finally say, will you please marry me?
Every single American deserves to be treated equally in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of our society.
You promise to be a respectful and loving companion.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
May now kiss the bride.
The grooms may kiss.
So I'm here with Maria. Hi, Maria. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Good. So what brings you out here to Guerneville today?
Just to come out and support the gay pride here in Sonoma County. And it's really exciting. It's very small. It's a great feeling to be here. Very family oriented. I just love it to see all these families here. And it is just really nice. It's really very nice.
I agree with you. I loved the parade with all the parents and the kids. That's the first time I saw that in this parade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I just love the home feel of it. I love the fact that, you know, it's really local. And, you know, even though I live in Santa Rosa, it's okay because I want to support Sonoma County Pride. I think that's very important to be out and to be open. And I just think it's... just a very, very welcoming. I love it.
Thank you so much, Maria, for stopping by. All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are here with a longtime acquaintance and friend.
Yay, Jen. How are you? Happy Pride!
Happy Pride! So what brings you out today, Jen?
The Pride Festival. Got to be in the parade. I got to have Noreen Evans in my car. She's awesome. Vote for her. I'm here with my beautiful wife, and we're just sharing community. And glad to see you.
When did you get married?
The first day it became legal, the last time. June 28th. Almost 3 years ago.
All right. Nice talking to you, Jen.
Nice talking to you.
Okay. So we are sitting with
J.D. Donovan.
Hey, J.D., how you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
You're pretty hot and sweaty right now. What are you up to right now during the festival?
Well, I'm actually the chairperson for the event, so I've been putting on the parade, taking pictures, making sure the entertainers are getting on stage on time, making sure the beer is cold, and every time they call my name, I run in the other direction right now because it means I have to take care of another problem. But everything's going flawlessly. It's a beautiful day. We have awesome sound system, great entertainers lined up for the rest of the day, and we're going to be here till 6.
That's beautiful. I didn't even realize that you were the person. You are the person.
I don't look like it right now because I'm a little frazzled, but yeah.
Well, I just saw this woman with this huge camera. I mean, this professional-looking camera. She was sweating to death. I said, here, have a seat. Let me interview you.
Yeah, that's my my other basic hobby and enjoyment in life is photography, so that's why I carry my camera with me at the parade.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The festival, so.
So how did you get involved being the chair of this whole beautiful festival?
Well, usually what happens is when you go to the bathroom, they volunteer you for something during the meetings. No, just kidding. You know, I was. This is the third year that I've been involved with Pride, and we just had a brand new board, and we started out as a 501c3, and we just had a little bit of change in what we're doing, but we have a whole committee that I would love to talk about. So we have Donna Starr as our parade chair. She's right here.
Hold on just a second.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to our little interview here. Okay, go ahead, JD.
And then Berlin and Diva D are MCs. We have Brian Rogers as our logistics. And we have Vicki Nicholson, Roby, and then Chuck Ramsey did a lot of work with us this year as well. And we want to thank everybody for everything that they've done.
Wow, that takes a lot of people to put on something like this.
It's going to take more next year, so we invite everybody to come to the meetings, and we need people to come out and help us out so we can grow the event.
How will people find out about the meetings if they want to be involved?
Check us on Facebook. We're currently at Russian River Pride on Facebook.
Is there anything else you want anybody to know since you're here? This is a wonderful opportunity because we archive this show. Anybody can come and listen to the show whenever. It'll be up on our website. So this would be a really great opportunity for you guys to do a little plug for anything you want.
Well, we just want to say thank you to everybody that made it possible. All of our sponsors, Alaska Airlines, all of our volunteers, Red Bull, our Hansel Subaru. I already got Alaska Airlines, so. And Grayton Casino, oh my God, we're going to be holding more events at Grayton Casino, and you should be checking their website because we're going to start holding a lot of LGBT events at Grayton Casino. They're fabulous to work with, and they really want to cater to the LGBT community, so they're an awesome partner. We love them.
That's good to know. Thank you both so much.
Absolutely.
Nice running into you. All right. Okay, here we are live at Pride with our new special friend and everything else. I can't even go into it. Javi, how you doing? And the new director of Positive Images. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. How you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. So nice to see your glow. So how you enjoying today?
It's really good. It's hot, but it's exciting to be here for sure.
So you got to tell us something about you being director. Hello.
So it's an amazing experience and also opportunity just to work with the youth in a whole different capacity. I felt like with the organization, I was really grassroots, just at the ground, at the foreground with the youth. So it was really easy just kind of slip into the director's position and of course celebrating Jim after 25 years, an amazing human being who's added so much to the community and created an amazing organization for the youth.
Wonderful to hear you say that, because Jim is going to be having a big celebration. You guys are having a celebration, Positive Images, right?
So on the 18th of this month, we're celebrating the 25 years of Positive Images and also Jim's retirement. So we're looking forward to it.
Definitely.
So when do you put your hat on as director? Are you there yet, or?
I am. I started May 1st as director of programs at Positive Images, and it's been a journey since. A lot of things to cover, a lot of things to do, getting creative, working and collaborating with a lot of people in the community. So we're gonna put PI back on the map. We'll be there.
Ooh, what an attitude! That's the young blood speaking right there. Cher, you want to say something?
Yeah, I've heard that people think that Positive Images should partner with LGBTQ Connections from Napa. Is that something that you guys are talking about?
Definitely. So Ian Stanley and myself, we've been collaborating. I recently went to their conference, the Parents and Youth Conference in Napa, which was exciting to see just the capacity of which we can bring families together to build the compassion and empathy and connection within our community. So we're definitely connected, and we're working on doing big things. We first have to kind of focus on our programming to get that solidified, and once that's fluid, then we start making the collaborative decisions and connecting.
It sounds like there's a lot of big things coming up in the future for PI and for youth and their families.
It's going to be, I just can't wait. There's so many people that are ready to start connecting. I think in Sonoma County, we have our pockets and we're connected in certain ways, but there's still a really big disconnect, and I'm ready to see it all come together like this is today.
Oh my gosh, we are so blessed to have you in our county and have you direct PI and have you as a friend, Javier. I mean, we're just really super happy. We love you, dude.
We love you. We love y'all.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we're out here at Pride listening to everybody and talking up a storm with Greg and Diana and just having a blast out here.
Well, I think we've got probably the best location of the entire festival. We're here in the shade, but it is really, really hot out there.
I wouldn't know it because I'm under the canopy and I am nice and cool in a chair. And
well, I don't know if we really talked about it much, but you can hear Bobby Joe Valentine performing in the background. He's the headliner this year, and he's, of course, sensational, but he's just been performing several of his new songs on the main stage, which is right across from us, and he sounds terrific.
He sure does. You know, we came to a house party at your place, I don't know how many years, 3 years ago, four years ago?
Well, it's been at least that, and it was fantastic.
He was good. He was great, but he's really matured in his voice and his musicianship. He's so much more, I don't know what you want to say. I don't want to say better because he already was so good, but he's more mature, I guess you could say.
Right. He just had a new CD come out, and I've been following him on Facebook. He's traveling all over the country now, doing some really amazing gigs. So
he's probably really busy for Pride festivals all over the place.
I would bet. I would bet.
So what do you think? You've been doing our engineering for the day today, so tell me your impressions.
I think I've got probably the best seat in the house because I can see everyone out there, and I can sit back and listen to you talk to everybody, and you know, I'm sitting here in the shade. Had a cheeseburger that my husband Tony was good enough to bring me a little while ago, and so it's been a pretty relaxing day.
Yeah, they have really wonderful food here. So you had a hamburger, there's some Thai food, there's ice cream, there's shaved ice, there's, you know, alcohol for those that want it, there's ice cream, three twins ice cream.
Local.
And they were in the parade too. So a lot of vendors were in the parade itself. The parade was really super long, it seemed like, this time.
Well, super long for Guerneville is what? More than 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was about a half hour. But
you guys were gone for a long time. I was thinking, what's going on? But you're right. It was.
Yeah.
And I know that the staff from Sonoma Pride that's been by has said that they sold out their booth space this year.
Which is a first, yes?
That's a first in a long time, anyway.
Yes. And I know they're looking for volunteers for next year
already.
Want to do a really great celebration next year. And so I'll reiterate what our guest JD said, is that you go to Russian River Pride and you can find out how to volunteer if you want to be involved with a group of people to put on another fabulous Pride festival.
Sounds good. SonomaCountyPride.org is the website. We have a link on our own website at outbeatnews.com. And there you can find all of your 2016 Pride information, because it doesn't just stop here this weekend, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, you and Di both have some things coming up this month. Why don't you talk about those?
That's right. Well, Diana has her play, Private Lives and Private Lies. And we had three sold-out shows and three standing ovations in Grayton in April. She's going to do her play one more time up in Cloverdale on Saturday night, June 11th at 7 p.m. If you're interested in seeing it, it's about eight LGBT people and their lives and their families and their joys and struggles. And it's an amazing play that she wrote, she directed, she cast, she produced. And it's $15 at Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. If you just go to CPAC, that's CPAC.org, you can find out information. Private Lives, Private Lies.
And we've got a link on our website. You can go there to order your tickets. So we've got just a few more minutes left. Talk about your show coming up.
I have a concert that I did last year. I'm doing it again this year. It is a benefit for the homeless population in Santa Rosa. It's called the Breakfast with Our Neighbors program, sponsored by the UU Congregation of Santa Rosa. And I will be doing an evening of healing music, and I've invited about 10 of my friends, and there'll be Native American flute, buffalo drum, hung drum, it's called hand pan, kalimba, shamanic chant in Spanish, some beautiful singing, just a really soulful, meditative evening that I really want to share with the community to say thank you. I'm so grateful to be able to perform for you, to help bring you into your own soul, and at the same time, helping people have a full belly on a Saturday morning.
What a generous gift. Fantastic. That's coming up on June 18th.
June 18th, 8 p.m., Glacier Center, Santa Rosa. Glacier Center is a beautiful venue if you've never been there.
It most definitely is. And I went last year, and it is a beautiful evening of music. You can get tickets at outbeatnews.com. Just click on our 2016 Pride link, and you'll find a link there for Cher's show. I'm going to be at the Fountain Grove Lodge next Sunday.
What will you be doing?
They're having a Pride celebration there. And so we're going to tape a show live from the... Thank you for that. We're going to tape a show live from their Pride celebration. That'll be a first for us.
That is going to be a really exciting show.
It'll be cool. So we'll hope to air that in July. And then on Outbeat News In Depth this month, I'm really excited because we're going to feature an interview with Jim Obergefell. It'll be 1 year ago that day, on June 26th, that Jim was a lead plaintiff in the case that brought us marriage equality across the United States.
That is amazing. Everybody, tune in to Greg's show.
So excited about that.
Fantastic show.
So we'll be celebrating San Francisco Pride Sunday, June 26th, with Jim Obergefell. So we're really excited.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting somebody so well-known. And
pretty cool. So there's a lot going on this month, and if you haven't gotten out of your house to celebrate Pride, let's go.
Yeah, let's get up and do something.
Let's get up and do something.
Right. Well, thank you, everybody. Hope you had a really great Pride today. And remember, just like Greg said, it's not just today. It's every day. We want us to all be proud. You can be living proof that we can be vibrant and proud and visible in our community. So until next month,
good night. We hope you enjoyed our special Live at Pride show from today's Sonoma County Pride celebration. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan. That's at 8 p.m. and only here on Radio 91. Don't forget, we do have all of your 2016 Pride celebration information for events that are happening here later this month in Sonoma, in Napa, and San Francisco. You'll find them all in one place on our OutbeatNews.com website. You're listening to KRCB-FM Windsor Santa Rosa, Radio 91, online all the time at krcb.org. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. Open Space District is next.